Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is May 15th, 2020, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Happy Friday to all those out there, and I'm joined by Craig Ruffalo, Vice President of McKinney Flavelle. Hello, Craig. Happy Friday to you.
Hey, Mike. How are you? Happy Friday to everybody. It is sunny in California. Hopefully, the rest of you are seeing some sunshine.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with all the rain that I hear that's going through the Midwest today.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, we just when you think that you've had enough of different things, what was it, a tropical storm down in Florida as well? So all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, we get, what do we got, the monster hornets or whatever they're called? I mean, what else are we going to throw at people just to make people bit more afraid of going outside? Dude, let's figure it out.
Yeah, well, Craig, I have to ask you, I think this is a good lead way into this. Still not very much in the way of sports going on, but
true.
Thinking of tension and thinking of stress and all that, I got a question for you. So what kind of music do you like to listen to kind of relieve yourself from a lot of this tension we have in these days? What are you listening to?
God, you know, that's a good question. I think it depends on the day. So like a day like today, let's say it's nice and sunny outside.
Yep.
One of the ones I might go to is a little Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, you know,
a little boat drinks.
Yeah,
you know, a little pencil thin mustache, a little Margaritaville, something to kind of keep your spirits high. Another one, of course, is my default would be the Grateful Dead. I'm just a fan at any time, but a day like this to sit back and listen to some instrumental music.
Yeah.
Another day it might be my U2. Who knows? But I think probably today it'd be Jimmy Buffett. How about you?
Before you get to me, I think what we should do is you have been a Grateful Dead fan for years.
Yes.
And I want our listeners, anybody listening out there, I want you to send in your guess with how many shows that Craig has been to. And if you get it right, or you get, you know, the closest to the pin, we'll get, how about this? We just had these new McKinney Flavelle visors. And so if you, the winner, the winner will get that. So, go ahead and inquire at McKinney-Flavelle and give us your guess for the number of shows that Craig has been to for the Grateful Dead. And, it's more than one. There's your guidance.
Correct. There you go. it's less than 1,000.
Yeah. Now I've listened to all kinds of music and, I was supposed to go to a concert on May 29th at the Santa Barbara Bowl. That obviously has been postponed, but it was a reggae band called Stick Figure.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
I agree with you. In these times you want to listen to something that kind of makes you relax. So,
yeah. You know, Bob Marley never hurt anybody.
No, not at all. And so today, Craig, I thought we'd talk I want to go into co-products and, you know, there's been a lot of talk. You've talked a lot about the ethanol industries, the struggles there, the distiller dried grains and the impact, on that. We've talked about, plant closures, from the meat side. I thought this today would be a good time to talk a little bit about, the co-products and what's happening there, and what
good
to expect
one.
Moving forward. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea because it's generally the one that gets left out of the balance sheet when we talk about the corn market, right? So
absolutely.
Most people are looking at corn production and then they default back to the demand side and they immediately talk about ethanol exports and feed and residual. But they don't talk about how the downstream products are being impacted. So for example, like you mentioned, the ethanol industry, a lot of course, the corn that's going to that is for dry milling. Well, the byproduct of ethanol in the dry milling process, as some people may know, is distiller dried grain. So that is a low protein feed that goes a lot to the dairy cattle industry. So when you have situations like this where you've closed down a lot of these dry mills, you've got a lack of distiller grains that are being produced as a result, which means that there's going to have to find the feed for those dairy cattle somewhere else.
Right.
The other thing is the wet milling industry. Well, the wet milling industry, when they basically take that kernel of corn and they're separating out the components, they have three elements. We call them co-products, as you've identified. We've got gluten meal, gluten feed, and a germ that they press to make corn oil. Well, again, if you've got a lack of ethanol throughput, or you've got a reduction in certain demands like high fructose corn syrup or starch, you lessen the number of bushels going through a corn wet mill, and therefore you have less co-products being produced. So right now, over the last 30 to 60 days, with the reduction in the number of bushels of grind that are going through either a dry mill or a wet mill, you've produced less feed.
Yeah.
So we've seen feed prices and values for gluten go up. Mm. It's one of the reasons I think soybean meal hasn't collapsed in its values. You know, we've seen it go from $300 to $288 a ton, Mike, but it hasn't collapsed, say, with the idea of lack of demand, because you still have a component of the industry that needs these things. So you do need the feedlots. You do need the cattle on feed. You do need the hog farms to take in these products. And with the lack of availability, they're asking around. They're getting a higher price for it, but they're still asking for it. Now, here's the secondary portion of that. You mentioned something about slaughterhouses closing.
Yeah. So
the Tysons, the Smithfields, right?
Yep.
That's less bacon, Mike. That's not good.
Oh, no.
We need our bacon.
Oh, no.
I mean, come on. You can't tell me that you don't go a week without bacon. Come on.
That's absolutely true. I like to dip my bacon in chocolate. So.
Oh, oh there, wow. Okay. Well, there you go. For all you chocolatiers out there, you know how to get to Mike's heart. You dip the bacon in the chocolate. But what I'm alluding to is the fact that you've got some of these closures going down, Cargill's, Tyson's, the Smithfields. And when you have that happen, obviously, they're going to be asking for less of the protein. You're not going to be getting the number of hogs that are going to end up in the hands of those slaughterhouses. So farmers are now, in each of these industries, the hog industry specifically, are sitting there going, well, I'm now having to pay higher prices for my feed, and I don't have an outlet right now, the temporary outlet for these slaughterhouses to take my hogs to. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Well, eventually you're going to euthanize your hogs, or you're going to get rid of them. You're going to cull your herd, which
right.
means that the byproduct values are going to end up having to adjust in their value because you're not going to have the demand for them. So the near-term commentary is, oh, Mike, you're going to like this one.
The best cure
for high prices.
I have this t-shirt. Is high prices?
Boom, man, you are good. That's it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So, you know, if a farmer, a hog farmer is out there and they don't have the demand outlet for their hogs on the slaughter side, they're not going to pay these high prices to feed their hogs. So eventually this is going to come back down. I don't see this perpetuating these high co-product values for too much longer. I do think at some point these slaughterhouses will come back. It's a matter of to what degree and how quickly. And that when they come back in some form, maybe the herds will get reproduced up to a point where they are today. But I do see some culling of herds. I think at one point we talked at some of our commodity meetings about the current dairy situation, and they're saying that we're still in the spring flush, so we're not going to see culling of dairy cows today. However, once the spring flush is over with the lack of fluid milk demand, you may see these guys culling some dairy cattle too.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So long term, see the co-products narrow in their or go down in their value a little bit from where they
okay.
are today.
Great. All right. Well, that was a great recap, Craig.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Anything fun you're doing this weekend?
You know, fun is all in the eyes of the beholder, Mike. We're going to try to help our children understand the premise of cleaning this weekend.
That's a great clue.
You know, upkeep is always good, to be blunt. Yeah. We're going to teach them how to do some laundry. We're going to teach them how to do some dishes. On the fun side, though, we are going to have some fun this weekend, primarily doing a picnic out in the backyard.
Perfect.
Play some cornhole, listen to some music, some Jimmy Buffett, and we'll have a good time.
Great idea.
How about you?
Excellent. About the same. I think we're going to spend some time in the backyard and just enjoy each other's company.
Excellent. Hey, how's your garden doing, by the way, before I forget?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, tomatoes. We planted 100% tomatoes because Nate likes tomatoes.
All right.
So they're growing pretty good.
Awesome.
And, starting to see some flowers.
What variety of tomato?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to get that technical because I don't know.
Oh, excellent.
but I could tell you there's small ones,
the
big
small
ones, and medium-sized ones.
You have all three. You have all three.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And Now, my dad, who's a master gardener, if he is on listening to this podcast, he's going to be very disappointed in me, because growing up, he would always tell me the different varieties. So, yeah, sorry, Dad.
That's all right. He'll forgive you if you get him a basket of tomatoes.
There you go. I love it. Well, everybody, we're going to wrap this one up. As I always like to say, live with an attitude of gratitude. Enjoy every minute with your friends and family. And until next week, take care, everybody.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe.
Bye now.
That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney Favelle's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Favelle.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.